What if magic tricks could help us understand the mystery of our Creator? I was 9 years old when two life-changing events happened. One, my dad taught me how to do a simple card trick. And two, my mom got me tickets to go see David Copperfield live on tour. And that's when I knew I wanted to be a magician when I grew up. My name is Giancarlo Bernini, and 16 years later, that's what I do. What I love about magic is the way that it challenges you to ask questions about what is true and what's an illusion. Allow me to demonstrate. I could tell you the truth about the objects I hold in my hands, that these are solid metal rings, that everything you're about to see is an optical illusion. It's the way the light plays tricks on your eyes and your perception. Or I could make up a lie. I could say that these rings are made of shadows. What does that mean? Well, a shadow is not shiny. A shadow makes no noise. A shadow is not a tangible thing you can hold in the air. But when I was 9 years old, I was still not fully believing that because I was scared of the dark. See, what happens is your mind takes something that appears intangible, like these rings, and makes it appear almost unreal. The same way that these rings appear like tangible things, and yet seem to be able to melt through each other, as though they were shadows. But remember what I said, this is all just a matter of your perception. That's not to say that perception changes reality, because as Catholics, we know that reality is real regardless of what we want to believe. So maybe the courage lies in discerning between light and dark in a world that tempts us to want to just close our eyes. One of my favorite quotes is from Plato. Plato said, "It's easy to forgive a child for being afraid of the dark. It's easy to forgive a child for being afraid of the dark. But it's tragic when a man is afraid of the light." To challenge someone's perspective of truth, to make them question their reality, is a very uncomfortable thing. It is frustrating to show someone something that makes no sense when you don't understand. And yet, magic seems to be the exception. Because when people watch magic, what they feel is awe and joy and wonder. Why? Well, magic shows are presented in a theatrical context for the purpose of entertainment. And theater is about finding a way to showcase something in a beautiful light. Entertainment is about, at its core, genuinely willing the good experience of the people in front of you. See where I'm going with this? Beauty softens the blow. Genuine goodness draws them in to want to engage. Truth, beauty, goodness. As Catholics, we know these as the transcendentals. And as a Catholic magician, it's what I strive to share with my audience, because I know that those are the three things that ultimately create the joy in the room. But it's also a model for evangelization. Because when you share the gospel with someone, you are asking them to reconsider their reality, to redefine what they believe is the purpose of their life and the universe. It is a hard truth to swallow. And yet, when we do it in a beautiful way, wrapped in love, and we have the genuine good willed for that person in front of us at the forefront of our mind, then the evangelization becomes effective. And it's often us in our broken nature who take the beauty and the goodness out of the conversation because they naturally belong there when we just want to focus on the hard truths. So I want to shift gears for a moment. And I'd like to just focus on the importance of mystery. And so I need everybody here to think of a number that is maybe 4, 5, 6 digits long. Could be part of a phone number, could be a zip code, could be part of your social, I don't care. Just a number, could be a string of random numbers, but I'm just gonna ask three people to write numbers down for me. If I could have, maybe just right here, a couple in the front row, would someone mind starting? Yeah, right here, just on the edge here. So would you come up and just take the notepad, and just right across the top, would you write down that number?
Yep.
And then, sir, would you underneath his write a number, and would you underneath write a number? We just need three numbers. So you can pass that notepad along. Now, as a kid, I didn't like math, because they always asked us to show our work. And as a magician, like, showing you how things work goes against every fiber of my being. But they said, no, you need to learn to show your work because when you grow up, you won't have a calculator in your pocket everywhere you go. And that turned out to be a lie. So I need somebody who does have a calculator on them. I know you were told to turn your phones off, but I need one person to turn their phone on and pull up their calculator. Could I get any volunteer to do that? Yeah, right here in the purple. Would you turn your phone on? And are we done with the numbers? Wonderful. Is the notepad closed?
Yes.
Perfect. That way I can't see the numbers. Once you have the calculator pulled up, yep, all good. The magic of being in a studio is we can edit the dead time, or maybe I'm just saying this and everyone's millions of people are hearing me say this right now. Either way, we'll make this work. Once we have the calculator pulled up, could we pass the notepad and the Sharpie down along the road to him? Thank you so much. We got it? Wonderful. And could you bring the Sharpie and the notepad up on stage for me? Is that okay? Wonderful. Let's give him a hand, everyone. If you'd stand over to my left, I'll take the Sharpie. I'm going to ask you to keep the notepad. Now, I'm not going to look at those numbers, but would you open up the notepad and add up the three numbers? So first number, the top number, plus the middle number, plus the bottom number. And without looking at the numbers, I'm going to make a prediction. And that goes right here. I'm going to... There we go. All right. Do we have a total?
We do.
Wonderful. I'll take the pad from you. Would you show us what that number is? That seems to be 3640210. 3,640,210. Yeah. I'd say I got that exactly. Pretty close. That's 3640210. Is that exact number?
That's it.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
But I wanted to see if we could also create a coincidence here on stage, a crazy coincidence, which is why I brought a little lunch bag with me. You reach inside the lunch bag and show everybody what is inside. It's an orange. Well, that's crazy. Because 3,640,210 upside down.
No way.
Could be letters. Could be O-R-A-N-G-E, orange. That's for you, that's souvenir.
Oh.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
See, that's the best part about the finale of a magic trick. It's supposed to make you not just surprised, not just fooled, but you're supposed to go, how did I not see that coming? How did I not see that coming? I mean, those numbers were in front of you the entire time. That's the craft. That's what I do when I sit down and I decide to write a magic show. I try to create a narrative where you, at the end, you're so surprised, but then you go, how did I not? Of course that's where this was going. And what's interesting is that that is how we create awe, joy, and wonder built into a storyline. And that is a method of storytelling that we see in scripture all the time. I mean, think back to Exodus when God says, take the lamb, put the blood on the door, take the unleavened bread, because you got to go quickly the next day, and that lamb's going to take the place of the firstborn, and that makes sense. But then he says the next year, hey, we're going to do this thing called the Passover. You're going to celebrate it every year. Okay. I guess. Years later, this guy named Jesus comes along. And they still don't get it. And he's crucified, and they still don't get it. And then the resurrection happens, and they look back and they go, wait, the blood on the door, the blood on the cross, the unleavened bread, the Eucharist. How did I not see that this is where this was going? And it happens over and over, right? Noah's Ark prefiguring baptism. You have the wedding at Cana prefiguring transfiguration. Isaac and Abraham, the sacrifice of an only son. Over and over again, God is not a magician, but he is a master storyteller, the author of the universe, and he knows perfectly how to weave awe into the narrative of human history in order to give us a glimpse of how awesome he really is. So how does this relate to us? There's moments in our lives when God asks us to trust him maybe a little deeper than we'd be comfortable. There's moments where he says, hey, this beatific vision, this eternal life, it's going to be so much greater than you can ever possibly imagine. But I need you to trust me. I need you to live in this mystery. The mystery of faith, we hear that at Mass. What is that? Well, mystery of faith is when we don't understand something that has been revealed to us, or it might be something that hasn't yet been revealed to us. As a magician, every time I do a show, what I'm asking my audience is to understand, hey, you're not supposed to comprehend how everything works. This is not designed for you to understand. It's designed to give you a fulfilling journey that's going to be worth it in the end, I promise. And as a Catholic, that's what God asks of me and of all of us. He says, hey, you might not always understand what I'm doing, but it's going to give you a fulfilling journey and it's going to be worth it in the end, I promise. We live in a culture that wants to understand everything about everything, and it challenges me as a magician and it challenges me as a Catholic. But that's where faith comes in. Reasonable faith. I want to share one last thing with you, and I do need a volunteer to come up and pick a card. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to be a part of this final mystery? Yeah, right up here. Let's give her a hand as she comes on stage. Thank you so much for volunteering. What is your name?
Luisa,
nice to meet you. Luisa, I have a deck of cards here. You can see the cards are all mixed up. They're all shuffled. They're all different. Mm-hmm. We're going to go through, and all I'd like you to do is say stop wherever you like. Go ahead and take that card, and you can show it to everybody. I'm going to put the rest of the cards away. We don't really need them anymore. This is not really a card trick, but this is the first trick that I did when I was a little kid at my first show. You can take that card. Yeah.
Take it?
That's okay. Yeah. It's okay if I know what it is.
Okay.
I've seen this trick before.
Okay.
See how I tore that right in half?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you to keep tearing.
Keep.
Yeah, just tear it in half and tear it in half. And tear it in half. And keep tearing as many times as you want. I'm going to take a couple pieces from you.
Okay.
You can keep tearing those. I need one person, just right here on the end. Would you come up and just take one of these pieces? Perfect. Just hold on to that for a moment. And you can stand right up here if you don't mind. Wonderful. Now, little bandana. And some card pieces. I'm going to ask you to pinch these pieces through the cloth. That way you can feel them, but no one else can see them, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what's going to add our little mystery for what we're about to do. You go ahead and pinch them. Make sure that you feel them. You ready? I'm holding them.
Okay. Yep.
You got them?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure that you don't let go. Because I'm about to let go, and we don't want any of them to fall to the ground.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
All right. Because there's one last thing we need. And that is the magic wand. Now, I don't do magic with the wand anymore. It's kind of cheesy. But I told you this was the first trick I did at my first show as a little kid. And when you're a little kid, this is the coolest thing in the world. And it feels awesome. And, just hold it up as high as you can. I'm going to take just one corner. On the count of three, I want you to let go and let the pieces just fall to the floor, okay?
Okay.
Ready, one, two, three. They're gone. You could feel them.
Yes.
They were there. And then you let go and...
and gone.
Poof. But that can't be the end of the trick, right? Because as Catholics, we know every good story ends with a moment of redemption. The lost has to be found, right? But remember what I said. The finale of the magic trick has to make you not only surprised, but also go, how did I not see that coming? Of course that's where this was going, which is why this is the moment I say, hey, do you still have that orange?
I do.
Bring that up here. Now, we're going to make a mess on this carpet. Come on up, Yabayo. And would you be willing to just destroy that thing?
Peel it?
Uh-huh. What? Yeah, just destroy.
You can rip it up.
Rip it apart. Do whatever you want to do. There's something in there. What does that look like?
Unbelievable.
It's a card. Not just any card. What card is that?
That's the Six of Diamonds.
Six of Diamonds completely put back together. Oh, there's a piece missing, of course. And that right there...
no way.
...is a perfect match. Let's give our volunteers a hand. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So where's the practical in all this? When you're asked to embrace a tough mystery, when you don't see where this is going, go back to what I said at the beginning. Look for the truth, the beauty, and the goodness in your situation, because those will be your guides through whatever mystery you're being called to embrace. Thank you.